due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
The problem is the Dudley boys have zero regard for a table's place in history. But we can change all of that. You can change that. We all can change that. And that happens by standing up. Go ahead. Stand up. Get up off your feet. Stand up. And join a movement that is sweeping the nation. Save the tables.
Yo, this is Balls Mahoney and Axel Rotten, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. What do you got to say about that, Axel?
It doesn't get any better than this. The pain is the game I'm going to play.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for September 5th. Just two holidays real quick. It's Be Late for Something Day. And I guess we no longer have a guy who that would work out pretty good for, right? Be Late for Something. As well as Cheese Pizza Day. Which reminds me, tonight, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 191. I think you can get a cheese pizza there and celebrate the day. Birthdays today, real quick. Former guest on the show and former TNA referee and wrestler Shane Sewell is 43. Anyone remember Shane Sewell? Nobody.
No.
I think Danger Boy might be the only one who remembers Shane Sewell. He was a referee that kind of got taunted into wrestling and TNA.
Oh, I think around like the 2005
era.
I remember. Yeah, and he would rip off his shirt and he was kind of jacked.
Yeah, big time jacked.
I remember that.
He actually runs a wrestling school in Puerto Rico, and that's where he actually came from.
He was a huge star in Puerto Rico.
Big time, yeah. So his birthday today is 43. Real quick, Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don's Delight Empire at Culver. Join us tonight for UFC 191. Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Flyweight champion Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson, who will be on the show today. Yes, you're going to hear an interview with Mighty Mouse. My friend Stu, who is my MMA expert, will join us for that interview. He's going to be on with us in the next segment. But he will be fighting in the main event against John Dodson, defending his flyweight championship. As Salvatore's UFC's will be hosting it. Of course, prizes, drink specials all night long. That's tonight. Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 191. And by the way, women get in for free. Man, it's $5, but you know, think about it. $69 at home. You pay $5 and you get full menu in front of you. You can order anything you want, have a good time, have a few adult beverages, and your lady gets in for free. It's a glorified ladies' night at Salvatore's tonight at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. So come on out, Danny.
Have they put the Pain Clinic Challenge on the menu yet?
What is the Pain Clinic Challenge?
A large, multi-grain pizza with a little pepperoni.
A little bit.
20 garlic parm wings.
Okay.
20 hot wings and a 2 liter of Diet Pepsi. And
one person has to do this challenge?
One person.
And a loaf of garlic bread.
And a loaf of garlic bread.
Yeah, in honor of the man who's no
here.
In honor of the Teast. We should, you know what, that sounds like, sounds really good right now if you hadn't had anything to eat, but that might be a tough one. Yeah, well, we should see it tonight. See if someone wants to come out and try it. Maybe I could give them something for free if they do it, and if not, they'll at least get my respect. You know, that's tonight. Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 191. And like I said, women free, glorified ladies night there.
Free women?
Free, I'm in.
Yeah. No,
they're not handing them out at the door, that's for sure.
You said you were handing out glorified women.
No, glorified women. I want you to also know that you can join us there for September 20th for WWE's Night of Champions. It's rounding out to be quite a nice card as we get closer. That's 149. Of course, 149 Eastern Drive. Of course, there's no cover for WWE pay-per-views at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. You know, not at least for WWE pay-per-view. So come join us. It starts at 8 p.m. September 20th. Don't forget UFC tonight. Starts at 10 p.m. Get there a little bit early. Come hang out with us. Have an adult beverage or two and sit back and enjoy. Also, one other thing. Hey, interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself a skater? The job of being an official more up your alley. Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact Bell at rcrd.recruitment@gmail.com. Become one of us, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. Okay, let me set the table for the show right now. You already know Demetrius Johnson, UFC flyweight champion, is going to be on with us in the next segment. But I'm also, starting this week, for the next 3 weeks, we're giving away a pair of tickets to WWE's live event here in Rochester, September 26th. It's a Saturday. It's, I believe, 3 weeks from today. And you can win. You just got to listen to later in the show when we ask you to call in. And we're going to make it tough. I'm not going to make it easy. You have to know the history of this show today to win today's trivia. So this is for those dedicated Pain Clinic fans who've been with us since we started November 1998, okay? And there are not a lot of shows in town here that can say they started in the 19s. You know, it's been a while. There's really not, you know, which is pretty cool. And we've been doing it forever, so that'll be later in the show. But right now we need to talk about some stuff. And I guess we might as well broach the topic of our former guest in the studio, Jimmy Superfly Snuka. Jimmy Superfly Snuka, who was in the studio, who pretty much dictated to us when he came in, or his handler did, that we really couldn't talk about much about this murder trial that was written about in his book that he put out 3 years ago. And he actually brought books with him, I believe, to sign when he was here for the Lancers game, as well as coming in and hanging out with us at the pay-per-view at the Salvatore's at the Garage Door. But so now it comes out that they're pressing charges. Guys, what do you think about this? I mean, do you believe, and I kind of believe there's a little bit of dementia going on with him. You heard the show, you know?
Well, it's funny because when we first had him on for the show, I kind of put a feeler out there on Facebook saying, hey, does anybody have any questions for him? And my one buddy said, ask him about the murder in 83. And I said, well, that's the one we can't ask about. And it's funny because, yeah, he didn't seem like he was even all with it that day. So I'm just in shock right now that it's even happening 30 years later. Is it 30?
It's been 83. So
32.
Yeah. Almost 32.
Yeah. So, and I was a fan of his when this all went down, too. I remember, but it was kind of hushed. I mean, it was never really heard much about it at all. And, but his conflicting stories, in his deposition, as well as when it came to the book and it was a different story, it kind of reopened the case. And, it's a shame, but apparently he pushed his girlfriend, he said, and she fell and banged her head, and that may have done it. So, and now he says a different story to that, you know, or there's different eyewitness recollections of it. So, and then fortunately, we announced just a month ago that he was going through stomach cancer and he just had surgery. So he got booked in a wheelchair with a feeding tube in, which is pretty sad. And he was in great shape when we saw him in here. He looked great, didn't he?
He did look great, but, and I know we joked about it. We talked about, maybe the dementia thing. It's been a big joke with us here at the Pain Clinic, but seriously, like every question we asked him, if anybody ever referenced his daughter, it was like he had never heard her mentioned, like on the show. And then he's like, oh, I think you're in love with my daughter. Like every single time.
Yeah, go back and listen.
You didn't even have to even ask him about his daughter. Yeah. I think if you said, you know what, I like that you were involved in WrestleMania 1. You know what, I think you're in love with my daughter. He wasn't all there that day.
The record was stuck, as they say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
record was skipping.
Yes. And it was a shame because, he was, there's a lot of people that loved him and he was, in his book, he talked a lot about, WrestleMania 1 and how they had to shoehorn him into the main event of that because he was so popular. He was the most popular guy in the company that wasn't involved in that very first pay-per-view. So, it was interesting read, but it's you know, because he's going through dementia right now, he may not even be able to recall, you know, the things that happened.
I just want to know, what is the Argentino family really get out of this? Like, and I'm not saying it's like it's not justice for them, because I have to understand on their side.
And they did win a civil lawsuit against him for a lot of money, in which he couldn't pay.
Right.
So he was found guilty in a civil lawsuit. He just wasn't found guilty, you know, by the law, you know.
But I mean, like Danger said it before we went on the air. Did you see him? He had a breathing tube while being pushed in a wheelchair.
I think for them it has to be just a closure thing.
Yeah.
Where they've always suspected that it was him. That, I mean, it's not going to bring back, you know, this family. It's not going to bring back their daughter. It's not going to bring back a loved one. But at least finally to have it on record that, yes, this person did it. They were guilty. They're actually going to be charged. It can just kind of, you know, wrap things up for this family. So, like you said, it's like I can't imagine him being put on trial just
right.
because of the state he's in. He's, with all love and respect to Jimmy Superfly Snuka, he's getting towards the end of his life anyway. Mm-hmm. But still, this family needs this to happen so they can.
That's why I say I get both sides of it, but I guess I'm just conflicted because of the state that he's in.
Right.
He doesn't even know that he's going to be going to jail. He won't even have an idea.
Yeah, so I guess we'll see where this comes out. Right now, I believe he's locked up, and he was released because they didn't want to spend all the money to keep his medical stuff going, which is really pretty. It's a pretty poor excuse to let somebody go. But he's also in his 70s too, so. Really, really, we'll keep you updated on what's going on with this, but it was a pretty big story, enough to get him booted out of the WWE Hall of Fame. You know, much like Hogan for saying certain words got kicked out, Jimmy Snuka for, you know, and we talked about this a little bit off the air too, about the Hall of Fame and how kind of it's kind of silly. Because the NFL Hall of Fame has O.J. Simpson in it, and what did O.J. do? Enough to keep himself in jail for a while, but they didn't kick him out. But you know,
what are you talking about? He was free. He didn't do anything wrong.
He didn't
armed
do it.
Robbery.
But armed robbery. Right, he did get caught with armed robbery.
You're right.
So that's why he's in jail now. But I'm just saying, you know, they don't. You know, why does? Is it a whim of the owner for the WWE Hall of Fame to let people in and out at will? You know, I don't know. It's just kind of silly.
Well, when you're a publicly traded entity, when you have a wife who's interested in a future in politics. When you're all family friendly, PG, all that nonsense.
Yeah, but
it's always an overreaction to try to present the best image possible.
Yeah, that Ziggler stuff was really PG this week.
You know, it's a funny story that Jim, this thing about Jimmy Snuka didn't just pop up overnight.
It's been around forever.
I mean, I believe
right. 83.
I believe Vince McMahon was involved in getting him out of jail the first time back in 83 and helping him get a defense lawyer and stuff like that when it went on. So it's not like he didn't know about this stuff. I mean, maybe that's why Vince isn't in there, because he'd probably kick himself out anyways. You know, let's go to the phones. We got Rashawn, and who knows where he is. He's driving. Rashawn, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm actually in Virginia, not at my home, but in Virginia today.
Yeah, what's the weather like in Virginia? It's kind of hot and muggy here up in Rochester.
Where I'm at is I'm outside of Winchester, Virginia, so that's northern Virginia area, and it's a little bit overcast, but well, that's a pretty good day out here.
Very cool, very cool. So what's up, brother?
Yeah, well, obviously I didn't get to call in last week and send off Mr. Sanderson, but I did something on the Facebook wall just to make sure he cringed if you noticed a little picture I posted about John Cena actually being eligible to become president by his age.
I don't think he's the only one to cringe, sir.
But yeah, that was just a cringeworthy fact for him. But I got one little thing that's kind of been on my mind for a little bit lately, and I just want to point it out because I don't think anybody spoke about it. I'm really liking how they're doing the NXT thing. I know y'all spoke briefly about how the writing is so much better down there. And I think one big factor on the writing and why their events are so much better than even the main card events right now is not just because they're pooling indie talent, but it's because they're giving a lot more time for build up and a lot more time for stories to develop. Like, I mean, they have their big events probably once every 2 months versus like the main roster. They're doing a pay-per-view every 3 weeks. So there's really not much build-up going on between them, and they're just kind of cramming everything storyline-wise in that very short amount of time. And then there's always a subpar finish. I mean, there's been a dirty finish for the main events on the pay-per-views almost every pay-per-view this year.
Yeah.
So, and there's, I mean, there's really not much payoff to it.
I actually 100% agree. I was a huge, huge fan of the four big pay-per-views, Survivor Series, Rumble, SummerSlam, Mania. I'd rather them go back to less pay-per-views on the card because, yes, it does create a feud. Right now it's just month to month or 3 to 4 weeks. NXT has it right, and I 100% agree with you.
And as far as where they're going with that, I think they should, instead of promoting this whole grand idea of Raw and SmackDown is such a big deal, why don't they do what's already happening and they just create it as its own brand and market it as its own brand? They can go back and find another true developmental territory because, let's face it, they've been getting all these independent guys. They can, I mean, they could actually be their own competition if they really wanted to do it.
I think they do. I think that's their idea, is, you know, or not their competition, but knock out every other super indie in the you know, Northeast. You know, or, you know, East Coast, at least.
That's why the next takeover is what, in the UK?
Next takeover is October 7th. Is it in the UK? It's coming up pretty quick.
December one's in the UK.
That's it. Yeah. The next one is in the United States.
Is it in Nashville?
Let's see.
Texas.
That's right. It's Texas.
The same weekend as ROH running.
And it also is the same week, within the same week as the Madison Square Garden show that we're going to get on the network too, October 3rd, with Brock Lesnar wrestling ?
Well, I mean, it's one of those things where they've been going at it, and it's one of the things they have to do something with it because, like, with something bigger than that, because just like I said, I mean, they're going probably 6 weeks between major events versus main roster doing 3 weeks, and there's just so much better storytelling, not only in the in-ring action, but behind the scenes action, promo action. There's just so much better storytelling.
But there's a problem with that.
The fact that some of these guys are going to the main roster, like the Ascension, and just getting absolutely buried. And Adrian Neville, which, why they dropped the first name, I don't understand. I mean, they wanted to make him sound like he's some guy from Lord of the Rings or something, because he's from England. Yeah, he has elven ears, but
They did the same with Cesaro. You know, they took away his first name, so they like doing it. Like, make it one simple phrase. It looks better on a T-shirt, you know, with just the one name. So
Big Show should just be Show.
Well, that's what they call him, Show. But that's one of those things that just marketing. Sometimes marketing overcomes. You know, as people come up, they change and lose. Like Big E, you know, he used to have his last name, Big E Langston. So, you know, but hey, Rashawn, thanks for calling, brother.
Hey, no problem, guys. Have a great one.
Okay, thank you.
There is an issue with NXT getting too big, though, and then making it like a third brand, is Vince will stick his hands into it. Right now, he doesn't really have his hands into it. It's Triple H and whoever the main writer is down there. And if Vince starts getting his hands into it, then you see stuff like
that. But they're already
moving. It'll look just like another SmackDown or even ECW back then.
I've read in the past week that they're already moving up ring announcers and referees coming up. I mean, a couple announcers are coming up from NXT to WWE. I mean, we saw the guy in SmackDown. He was from NXT. The guy, the lead announcer on SmackDown now is from an NXT guy who just got graduated, you know? There's more coming up. I mean, they're really using it to fulfill what they said they were going to use it for, is to, you know, get the guys ready for the main event, WWE. So,
well, I'm glad they're pulling up announcers, because if we're on the topic, I really am not a fan of the Raw announce team.
Yeah, you know, I mean, even with Booker T gone, you don't like it?
I'd rather have Booker T back. I don't like Saxon.
Yeah. You know, he's very, you know, he's very Michael Cole-ish to me. Yes. I don't have a problem with him.
He plays the shill.
He does shill. So we got to go to break. We got to go to break. And my buddy Stu's going to come in here. We're going to talk with Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson, who's fighting in the main event tonight of UFC 199, which you can come and watch with us at Salvatore's at the garage door. And we'll be back in just a moment. Oh, one last thing. Watch out for cabbage still on 490, okay? I saw cabbage when I was driving in.
Seth believes that he somehow deserves the right to be mentioned in the same breath as wrestling legends like Bruno Sammartino, Andre the Giant, or even the Ultimate Warrior. Now that is an injustice because Seth is a legend in his own mind.
I'm publicly declaring that tonight starts a corporate house-style takeover. I'm in the process of building another wrestling empire. And Global Force Wrestling is right dead center in the middle of it. I've got ownership stake still in this company, so there ain't a damn thing anybody can do about it.
You know what? We're kicking it off, Bill. It's back. The one and only Battle of the Brands, Fusillo Hyundai and Fusillo Kia, Westridge Road in Greece.
It's the Battle of the Brands, Tom. I'll tell you something. It's the biggest month I have here in Rochester, and we're talking about Toshiba TVs, huge ones this year on every purchase at least. Caroline, I get so caught up in my words when I start talking about all this money going out the door.
Why don't we tell them this? Whether you purchase or lease a new Kia, a new Hyundai, yes, both with that 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, or pre-owned inventory from any one of these stores, that huge screen Toshiba TV is included with your purchase.
Yes, it is, and all the different ways to finance when you log on to BillyCredit.com or
HugeKiaCredit.com.
Get to West Ridge Road. We're kicking it off right now at Fusillo's. And listen, folks, we're open every day. That includes Labor Day.
Get Sundays, here. Big day here.
Any day.
Big All day. Days.
Huge
days.
Huge days.
It's huge, Rochester. Huge.
That's Jerry.
Do you know who we are? We're the Dudley Boys. We show up. We put people through tables, and we win championships. I've wrestled legends all over this world, and I've won world titles all over this world, but there's one that eludes me after all these years, and that is the coveted WWE world title.
This is the Stinger, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic. It's showtime, folks.
All right, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with DC Dan Call, Danger Boy, Mark Fantasia, and you. Thank you so much for listening. I want you to know the Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Caller. Join us tonight for UFC 191. Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 Eastwood Road, 10 p.m. start time, so get there early. Flyweight champion Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson takes on John Dodson. Be hosted by us, prizes and drink specials all night long. That's tonight, and you can buy your Pain Clinic t-shirt, too. I'm going to bring some with me if you want to buy one. They're only $10 when we're at the pay-per-view, so come buy one with us and have a good time. And don't, it's a $5 cover for guys. I apologize, Ed. But it's ladies get in for free. So come on down tonight. Salvatore's at the garage door, UFC 191. And let's my buddy Stu's in here. We're going to go right to Mighty Mouse. I am the Cash Man. He is
Stu.
And we have a very, very special guest on the phone. He's fighting tonight, UFC 191.
That's right. UFC flyweight champion Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson. Welcome to the show.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. I truly appreciate it.
Now, Mighty Mouse, you won the belt back at UFC 152. It was September 2012. Rich and I were at that event, and we saw you win the belt. You know, this is what, your seventh title defense this weekend?
This will be the seventh, yes. That's correct.
Now, your first title defense was against John Dodson. What gets you motivated for a rematch with him?
You know, it's not just I always get motivated to fight anybody. You know, this is how I make a living. And especially with the rematches, it's always fun just because we get to go out there and see who's improved over the time frame since we haven't fought.
Does the game plan change this time compared to the last time?
You know, even when I look back at the first fight, you know, there was no specific game plan, you know. But my background in mixed martial arts and being a tank race fighter, there is no game plan. You grappling, you just fight.
Obviously, a lot of people, you'd much rather end it in the first round instead of going to a five-round decision, I'm sure.
Yeah, I am all about just getting there and finishing as fast as I can. Or, you know, if I got to take it to five rounds, I can do that too. You know, I'm able to do anything. Sometimes, you know, when a lion's out there stalking that prey, he ain't going to get it down within the first minute. It might take 15. He might have to call from his buddies. You never know.
Very cool. A lot of people say that Ronda Rousey's lack of competition in the women's bantamweight division might be its downfall. The same could be said for your competition in the flyweight division. Now that you're fighting Dodson now a second time and you fought Joseph Benavidez twice, is there an up-and-coming flyweight that you're following their progress, that they're going to be up against you soon?
You know, obviously there's so many flyweights out there in the world that aren't just in the UFC, but, you know, there's probably a flyweight somewhere in Brazil right now who's training his butt off to hopefully one day be able to knock me off, you know, the totem pole. But right now, you know, I'm just focused on John Dodson, and then there's up-and-coming guys, you know, like Sergio Pettis, you know, him and Cejudo, he's undefeated in the UFC and in his mixed martial arts career. So there's a lot of potential guys out there.
As Rich mentioned, you pretty much decimated the entire flyweight division currently. Is the plan to stay at flyweight long-term, and at what point would you consider moving back up to bantamweight?
Yeah, it'll be long-term. You know, when it comes time to move back up to bantamweight, that we'll have to do some big discussions with Dana White and Lewis Ortega. You know, I'm a small guy. I walk around, you know, on a good day, 142, and there'll be times I'll come from training camp walking around weighing 138. So I'm a pretty small flyweight as it is. I mean, I'm sure there's bigger guys out there. But for me, flyweight seems comfortable for me, and I can make the weight pretty easy and still have good meals at night.
Now, your opponent again this week on John Dodson, he actually defeated the bantamweight champion, T.J. Dillashaw. Wishful thinking here, but how do you think you'd match up against T.J.?
I think T.J. Dillashaw would destroy John Dodson. So I think T.J. was very young in his career. I think he made a very slight mistake, but I think overall, I think T.J. Dillashaw is a totally different fighter, and I think he's improved since the time both those guys have fought.
Now, how about you fighting him is what I was asking.
Oh, who, me fighting T.J. Dillashaw?
How do you think you'd match up against T.J.?
Who, me? I don't know. It'll be an epic fight. You know, I think we're both well-rounded. We're both fast. We both have great footwork. And, you know, only the future can tell that.
The first time I remember seeing you was against Ian McCall in the flyweight tournament. And it was that first fight you guys had where you were announced the winner and then they rescinded that. What kind of feeling were you going through when after the fight you thought you had won, they took away from you?
I'm a straight up dude. When they back, you know, I said, dude, we made a mistake. You know, we gotta do that fight again. I go, okay, sounds fucking good. When are we gonna do it? And he goes, well, first, I'm gonna pay you your show and win and him the show as win. And so I said, okay, sweet. So just let us know we're gonna do it again. We'll do it again. And I was totally cool with it.
Now, DJ, you're the one of the most dynamic fighters in MMA. Do you think it's fair for other media to be questioning your drawing power all the time?
I try not to pay attention to it, but this is the only sport where it comes to that part where so many people are focused on that instead of the art itself. It's like if I, you know, Picasso or, you know, great painters back in the day, when they made a portrait or a piece of art, do you think when they were doing that art, do you think they were worried about how many, you know, copies or prints they could sell of that? Absolutely not. They were just worried about putting out the best piece they could in the world, and that's what I'm more focused on.
Well, it's obvious that you're one of the top fighters in the world, top five fighters overall in the world, and it always seems unfair to me that you're getting criticized for your drawing ability. You think maybe the Mighty Mouse nickname has something to do with it?
No, I just think you are being ignorant and stupid.
Yeah, it seems like it's so ridiculous, but it's like, I don't know, people wonder, and then, like, you know, the criticism seems unfair seeing how you're a top five fighter in the world.
Yeah, like I said, buddy, you preach in the choir. I listen to this all the time, and I just roll it off my back.
Now, DJ, I have a question. How did you get into MMA? What was your background before you started fighting in the UFC?
I was mixed martial arts. And then, it was wrestling. I wrestled in high school, also did cross-country track. And then after I got done with that, I saw the Ultimate Fighter, and I saw, you know, Rashad Evans, you know, hitting the bag. And I was like, man, I'm in shape. He got in a fight in the street, he could defend himself. So I just started hitting the bag, and then somebody spotted me, and I started doing classes at AMC Paper Ration at one of their satellite gyms.
How important has Matt Hume been to your career?
Very important. I mean, Matt Hume's always forcing me and helping me learn the new stuff in my game. Even though I defended my belt so many times, I had so many successful win streak, I'm still learning and trying to, you know, mold the perfect fighter.
Now, what are your gaming habits lately, DJ? You playing the Xbox still? You playing PS4?
I'm playing a little bit of everything. I just started playing some Super Nintendo again.
All right.
I played a little Final Fantasy on this trip. What's that?
I said, all right.
yeah. So I'm going back and forth, and just whatever I feel like playing, I just play it.
Awesome, awesome. Now, what do you think about this Reebok uniform deal?
I think it's great. I mean, fighters won't have to go out there and try to finagle with different you know, clothing line company, you know, everybody shows up, you're going to get paid a certain amount of money. You wear the Reebok gear, which I actually kind of like. And, you look at me now, I'm sporting Reebok. No, I ain't got no Reebok on the line, but I got Reebok sweats on, I got a Reebok shirt, and I'm comfortable.
And I like them. They're nice. I bet you they're selling like crazy, too. This is your seventh defense of the title that you actually are won originally. You're the only one to hold this title. So it probably means so much more to you to not let anybody take it from you. Do you ever envision yourself maybe retiring with it? Or maybe, like I said, we said earlier, moving up to a different weight to like try bantam a little bit? Or, what's the future you think of this title?
Obviously it's awesome to be the one, only one, and I don't plan on retiring for a long time, so my old butt better be able to hang on to it. I'm going to see how far we can go, and depending on where my body goes, as I get older, I do get bigger, and if I end up there.
And then you're currently on an 8-fight win streak too, which is just incredible in this sport because there are very few and far between that can say that. And it'll be 9 after this week. I mean, it's not saying that I'm assuming this, but it could be 9 after. What an incredible statistic for your career with the UFC.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was 8-fight win streak. I didn't even know that. I'm going to keep track. I just stay focused in the gym and keep on training, and hopefully I keep on racking the wins up.
Now, Demetrius, you got a really fun personality. How come they haven't asked you to coach the Ultimate Fighter yet?
I think they've been busy with other guys, and for me, I want to make sure it's the right weight class I'll be able to coach. I don't want to coach flyweights because I'd be coaching guys to beat me. If I'm going to coach Ultimate Fighter, I want to give 110%, and I think I want to be able to do that at my best when I'm coaching the same division I am ruling right now.
All right, Demetrius, UFC 191 tonight. How is the fight with John Dodson going to end?
I never give predictions. I just give myself a long night, and we'll see what happens.
Well, I mean, the last fight you had, you finished it with 1 second left on the clock, which was amazing. Can we get it a little quicker this time?
Hey, you know what? I'll do my best, but some of these guys, they don't go down like they used to. These are well-positioned athletes.
That's right.
Sir, and it was a real honor to see you win that title in Toronto. We were up there, John Jones, we're in Rochester, and John Jones is from Rochester, so we made our trek up there, but I think the exciting part of the whole night was seeing you win that title. What a great win that was in front of that crowd, and man, I wish you best of luck tonight with 191 with John Dodson, sir.
Awesome, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson fighting tonight. John Dodson, main event, UFC 191. Check that out. We got to go to break. Give us a call, 222-1280, Star 12. We've got lots of news we haven't touched yet. And we got trivia coming up for someone who thinks they really know the show.
Do they have to know every one of those things?
Oh, I haven't seen
That's what I'm saying. Do they have to know every one of it?
They have to know every one of those things. If you have any idea, if you've been a fan of the show from the beginning, and we're going to tax your brain coming up real soon.
We may have to give them a heads up. That's a lot.
Okay, well, why don't we do it now? Why not? It's a good idea. Get it out of the way early. In fact, this is a tough one to do. If you can call up right now, 222-1280, Star Toy is the number. Tell me every host that's been on this radio show since its inception in 1998.
Former hosts can't win.
Former hosts cannot win, and it cannot be phone screeners either. Not phone screeners, just hosts on the show. So give us a call, 222-1280, Star 12. I'll tell you, it is a big list.
Should we give them the number?
I'll say it's more than 10, okay? So 222-1280, Star 12, give us a call. If you can name every host of this show, then you get a pair of tickets to WWE's live event September 26th at the Blue Cross Arena. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Seth, what Sting specifically said was that you were not better than Triple H. What he actually said was that you're not half the man Triple H is. And as much as I hate to agree with Sting, he's right. You're not, Seth.
Look who's standing behind me. You want to put your ownership at stake and go points for points, winner take all? I got my team. You have nobody behind you.
Jeremiah's Tavern, the perfect place to watch NFL football. With over 30 beers on tap, big screen TVs, and voted Rochester's best chicken wings 13 years in a row. 3 locations, Monroe Avenue, Rochester, Buffalo Road, Gates, Route 250, Penfield. Jeremiah's Tavern, as comfortable as your favorite pair of jeans.
You listen to this station because you like getting what you want, right? Same idea behind the Sleep Number bed. You choose the exact firmness you want, your Sleep Number setting, and so does your partner. No compromise, no battle. Just the right sleep and individualized comfort for the both of you. You can only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. The time is now for the biggest sale of the year, where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Labor Day Limited Edition bed. Only at one of our 475 stores nationwide. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. No better sleep with Sleep Number.
When you commute to work every day, there's only one truth. If something can go wrong, it will. Overturned truck blocking the carpool lane? Yep. Construction causing a bottleneck? Why not? Rubberneckers slowing everything down? Standard. Stories like that used to ruin my day, not to mention my reputation for being timely. Then I discovered Citrix GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, I can meet online from anywhere. No soul-crushing travel required, using my computer, tablet, or smartphone. GoToMeeting is simple to use. I send out a meeting link, and my team can join in with just one click. No downloads, no signups, no speed bumps. I turn on my webcam to meet my team, and thanks to high-quality HD video, it's just like being in the same room. I can share my screen, view presentations, and demo products. So next time the freeway resembles a parking lot, remember GoToMeeting. Because when you meet online, no amount of traffic can get in your way.
Visit GoToMeeting.com and start our free 30-day trial.
Test it.
Triple H was man enough to stand up and shake my hand after he beat me. And at Night of Champions, I'm going to prove that on his best day, Seth Rollins is not half the man that Triple H is.
You think you're actually friends with the authority, that you guys are really friends, that you got their back and they got yours, and it's almost just like the Shield, right? Why do you think they chose you? Because you were the only one in that group that would stab your friends in the back and do what's best for business.
Booker T, coming to you from the Pain Clinic, pro wrestling talk show. Now can you do that?
Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with DC Dan Cole, Mark Fantasia, Danger Boy, and a little insane clown posse. Aren't they coming to town soon? Danger Boy?
I have no idea.
Aren't they former WCW wrestlers?
They're former WWE wrestlers. They're former ECW wrestlers.
National anthem singers. That was a heat wave of 98, I think.
Yeah, they've been. In fact, and a rare time, two of the hosts got to hang out in their tour bus.
And all the hosts got to hang out with them without makeup on.
That's right. We all met them. They wouldn't let us take pictures. They're going to be at Water Street October 5th if you want to see ICP. I actually like this. This is off the
magnets. How do they work? I just feel so angry right now. I want to hit someone.
See, but didn't they turn good?
Yeah, they were.
They went from heel to face.
Listen, they were nice guys, too, when I met them. They were really cool. So, but we couldn't take pictures because they had makeup on.
They didn't have makeup on.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't have makeup. This is they were actually visiting when the very last Nitro happened in Rochester. That would be April 24th, I can't remember, 2000? 2000?
Yeah, it was 2000.
That's when Vampiro was wearing the Pain Clinic shirt.
That's right. Yes. And so, but this is off the Mayhem the Music WCW CD that they put out. We got a little insane. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this trivia before we get to some more news. And there is some more news. There was an incident down at the WWE training center that happened that we'll talk about in a little bit. But right now we're going to take the first trivia guess. Now listen, this is how it's going to work. People are going to give us a list of names, and I'm going to check them off as we go down. And if there's one's missing, then if they don't get it, we go to the next caller. So right now our buddy Scott from Henrietta is going to get the first shot. Scott!
All right.
I got to find a Jeopardy theme. But okay, what do you, why don't you give us an idea? We have, I told you it's plus more than 10 people that were co-host of this show. So what's your guess?
All right, Mark Fantasia.
I love that
Dan
you start.
Cole, the Artiste, okay. Mad Dog Buddy Rogers, Dr. Love, Rich.
That's me, Cash Man.
Gordy,
okay.
Who's, doing my dry cleaning right now.
Or something.
Oh, God, I'm running out of names.
He might call up. Well, there's another guy in the studio you haven't gotten yet.
Well, who counts him?
The boy who grew up on the show?
Yes, I know. Danger Boy. The Danger Boy. I'm just teasing Danger Boy.
Okay.
Second longest tenure here.
Yeah, that's why you get the most grief.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You got 8.
There's 8 out of 10?
Well, I said 10 is the minimum. So hold on. We got 4, 5, 6, 7 more to go.
Me?
Oh, no, you weren't. You were just there for once. You can't count that as a hosting job when you come in for once.
I know. I was kidding. Actually, I got to tap out. I'm drawing a blank. That's a really hard question.
Okay, well, it's interesting is the fairer of the sexes has not been mentioned once. So we'll just throw that out there for people who know the show. But Jed, what else do you want to talk about? I know you're calling about something else too, right?
Well, apparently Cena got hurt last night.
Yeah, I was reading that. He got something happened. They stopped the match. They pulled him on the side. It might have been his neck.
No, he finished the match.
Oh, anyway, they stopped it for a few minutes to make sure he was okay, checked his face.
He was doing the infrared flipping sunset flip that he started doing with Owens in a match with Owens and landed on his head. Finished the rest of the match like 5 to 6 minutes and then got helped to the back.
Yeah. But he did. But they didn't stop the match after it happened. Double checked him. He finished the match. So, who knows? He might just have a little bump or bruise, or it might be worse. But he does have a neck issue that he's had for a while. So,
I know it's that moment to hold your breath when they've got him set up for a double main event, and then all of a sudden, at a live event, because we can't call it a house show anymore.
That's right.
Freak accident, and all of a sudden your double main event's in jeopardy. That was kind of interesting to me when I read it this morning.
Yeah, it was, it's a scare that they get, but I think it's blown out of proportion a little bit on the web just because, I've seen them freak out over matches on Monday night after it ended kind of like that too, and then it's like, they rescind their concern immediately when they find out that maybe it was just a little bit of kayfabe going on there,
Yeah, the other part about it too is I think it's been such a rough week as far as bad news that people are just a little stressed out. You talk about Snuka, you're going to talk about the Performance Center and clearly, what is someone who is not at all mentally right, wanting a change or demanding a match with Lita or demanding to see Lita? That's a little scary between him and the guy who went after Ambrose last weekend. People need to remember it's just a TV show.
It is.
I don't know, man. If I had the chance to get near Lita, never mind.
You wouldn't do it. Listen, let's talk about that now. Thanks for leading us into that, Scott, man. Thanks for calling, brother.
Later, guys.
You take it easy. Oh, and Scott, also, you guys can call in. Scott pretty much did the bulk of the...
You got seven.
There's more to go. So if you want to try, all you have to do is name the people we haven't mentioned yet. So it's 222-1280, *1280. And real quickly, he said Dr. Love, Cashman, Mad Dog, The Authority, Artiste, Danger Boy, Mark Fantasia, and Danny Cole. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's seven more to go, folks. 222-1280, *1280. Talk about, Danny, go for it, brother. He's just talking about the Performance Center.
Oh, we're going to talk about Armando Alejandro Montalvo.
Montalvo. Man who was arrested and shot at the Performance Center on Monday. Obsessive, not mentally there, WWE fan, tried out for Tough Enough, did not make it. Has all sorts of Facebook and sites out there, mentions of crazy things, obsessed with Lita, who wasn't there.
There was one, I don't know if it was Instagram, Facebook, one of the posts this guy had was the creepiest but also saddest thing I've ever seen, where he very terribly photoshopped a picture of his head being put in a submission move, I think, by either Lita or Paige. The guy is freaking nuts. Let's not mention the paints he puts on buildings.
The bodily fluids.
I'm just reading this right now. Okay? If I could read this word for word, it says, many bizarre social media posts by Montalvo have been uncovered since the incident, including one where he is spreading urine and feces on the WWE building.
Yeah.
Really?
So this guy came down. I guess he's been had the police called against him before many times. He's been removed. He's been given a writ saying he can't go there. And then he showed up and he had a knife and the police officer shot him. And so that's why we didn't see Triple H on Monday Night Raw, because Triple H had to get down there immediately to get everything, to spin it, to be the boss and say what goes on and whatnot. And so that's why Stephanie McMahon was the one to come out and tell Rollins that, you know, he's not half the man Triple H is or whatever. You know, it just kind of worked out that way. That's what we heard at least. But this guy, yeah, it's another bad sore spot for WWE this past week. But you know what? That could happen to anybody. I mean, that's unfortunately been happening a lot in America lately too, which is pretty scary. But pretty scary situation. The guy, he is in critical condition, still in the hospital. And we haven't heard much about him, but he seemed pretty harmless. That's what a lot of people were saying. A lot of his friends who from around him said that he seemed pretty, you know, he just, you know, was an obsessive fan. So it's pretty sad.
We all get crazy as WWE fans.
Okay, we got another guest in the trivia. This is Big Cat Lemmer from Henrietta. Big Cat, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Rich? What's up, guys?
What's happening?
I've been listening since 99 when I was at St. Bonaventure. I remember my dad sending me an email telling me there was a local radio show. I used to listen to you guys online, so it's pretty cool. Got Mad Dog, Bobby Rogers,
yeah.
Cash Man,
yeah.
Authority,
yeah.
Danger Boy,
yeah.
Got Jay-Z, J. Lou,
oh yeah,
Dan Cole, Mark Fantasia, Artiste, Authority, and Dr. Love.
Yeah, and there's still 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 missing.
He's got the most so far.
You've got the most so far, BCL. You did leave it up for someone else to come and get the win. Sorry about that, dude.
No, it's all right, man.
And you know what? Listen, buddy, if you're the closest by the end of the show, you're gonna win. Okay, so thanks for calling, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Big Cat Lemmer. Yeah, he pulled out some. There's still a couple names that I give you a couple hints. He did mention the fairer sex already. There's might be more of those in the list, as well as someone doesn't remember that we used to have a guy who wrestles in the major leagues right now that may have been doing the show with us at one time or another. And I'm just throwing that out there, you know. I mean, you know, just a big hint that, and we didn't go by the name he goes by where he is now. We'll say that, okay? We got to go to break. Think about it during the break. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. I'm the Cash Man. I am here with DC Dan Cole, Mark Fantasia, and Danger Boy. This is the Pain Clinic. You are listening to Fox Sports 1280. We'll be right back.
Feed your family better for less every day. Come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
It's back. Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips. Salvatore's.com.
Dan Patrick. Monday morning, 9 till noon. On Fox Sports 1280 Rochester. Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
You want to put your ownership at stake and go points for points, winner take all? I got my team. You have nobody behind you.
Hey, this is Jeff Jarrett, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with Mark Fantasia, DC Dan Cole, and Danger Boy. A little seek and destroy. It gets me in the mood for hockey because they always play a seek and destroy, the guitar riff. Very cool. Well, thank you.
Playing a lot of angry music today.
I know. Well, this is a WCW Mayhem CD I'm playing it off of, so at least I'm not hearing Mean Gene on the beginning.
Cash is going to mess some people up out at Salvatore's tonight.
All right. Cannot wait. Yeah, come on out to Salvatore's. Join me for UFC 191. Our guest earlier in the show, Demetrius Johnson, is taking on John Dodson in the main event. Flyweight championship, not to be confused with heavyweight. In the main event, but definitely come on out tonight and join me. We'll have a good time, I promise you. Also, by the way, I've missed a holiday today. Thank you to Fats, who told me it's World Beard Day. Is it beer? Sorry.
Beard?
Beard.
Yeah. Beard, which means I'm the only person in the studio celebrating tonight.
World Beard Day. Yes, yes. We can make a joke, and we're not going to, but there's lots of beards in this world. But Oh, I heard that. Hold on. You got an old,
I can't grow facial hair.
Yeah, me neither. Stop it. No cash dash coming
around.
Yeah, at least the rest of us don't have to wear sunglasses indoors.
Yeah, uh-oh. Now we're really getting serious.
The sun never sets up.
So thank you, Fats, for that heads up. Thank you so much. And you can text us at 222-1280 if you're shy. But right now, Big Cat Lemmer's in the lead with winning these tickets. If you want to give it a try, give us a call. We only got a couple minutes left. We got some news we haven't really talked about regarding Destination America possibly getting rid of TNA when they have an out in September. Rumors say it may be happening.
I don't believe Dave Meltzer ever when he says anything about TNA because he's been saying they're going to close for the last 11 years.
I know, but there might.
Eventually, he's going to be wrong.
But they haven't set their next TV schedule, taping schedule, and that would mean that they're not. Maybe if they don't have that, they're not going to be on TV. I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, I can get.
Well, regardless, they have TV in the UK and all across Europe and everything, so they have to tape something.
Yeah, they said they're going to tape in India, possibly. There's a chance they might tape over there if they lose their TV channel. So, hey, you know what? Some other news this week. Last week on Ring of Honor, Stevie Richards from the WWE as well as ECW made an appearance at a Ring of Honor show. Jay Lethal wasn't happy about that and kind of beat the heck out of him. And now we have a main event for the September 26th Lockport show, which is right outside of Buffalo. If you want to see Ring of Honor, it's the same day as WWE here in Rochester. But we're going to have Lethal versus Richards in the main event. So you get Jay Lethal, who's not only the TV champion, but also the heavyweight Ring of Honor champion, taking on Stevie Richards. So that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Which I one thing I can throw in there has not necessarily anything to do with it, but the PWI top 500 wrestlers of the 2015 so far, or something like that, came out. Jay Lethal was way down at number 17. The work he has done this past year in Ring of Honor, now holding both titles, I think Jay Lethal is probably the best wrestler that's out there right now. Thank you for not arguing.
I'm not going to argue, and I'm just thinking, too, some of the other names that were in the top. I know we're kind of, like, veering off course here.
But Shinsuke Nakamura, I was extremely happy to be number four.
Yes. Yeah, but then, like, some of the other names, it's like, I feel like, I don't know, they got paid off by WWE.
Well, Seth Rollins was number one, but he's had a tremendous year.
I totally agree with, because he has been outstanding for well over the last year.
Yep.
But, and I will give him credit, this is probably the best year Cena's had wrestling-wise. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he deserves to be in the top.
So I think he was number five.
AJ Styles, I think, was number three.
Roman Reigns was on there, which I have a problem with.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Jay Lethal at 17 really, really irked me.
Yeah, I don't take any credence in that, okay? That only...
That's just stuff for us.
It's still real to me, damn it.
The no credence there. We got a guess. We got Joe. Joe, okay, we're going to do the trivia again here. Can you give us a list of these names?
All right, so do I have to repeat the 10 that were already said?
If you can, quickly.
Absolutely.
All right, so we have Cashman, J. Lou, The Authority, Mad Dog, Dr. Love, Artiste, Danger Boy, Jay-Z, Mark Fantasia, DC Dan Cole, and then the ones that haven't been said, I want to say you can throw Big Rig Brody Lee in there.
Well, that wasn't his name on the show.
Okay,
we can't count that.
All right.
But you're right. But you're right. Say it's like, okay, listen, I'll give it to you. His name was Rico on the show. Okay.
I think JC Money was on there for a period of time.
No, JC Money was never on the show.
Okay. And then that's all I got.
Okay. Okay. So far, you are one more than the guy before you, and I'm going to give it to you, Joe, because I can't wait any longer. This is who you guys miss. I'll start from the top. Okay, Joe, why don't you hang the line and I'll get that to you, okay, brother?
Absolutely.
Okay, hold on. Thank you for calling. Okay, Dr. Love, Cashman, Mad Dog, Authority, Gabrielle, the first female that was on this show.
She was on the show for years,
yeah,
too.
Sybil. You guys forget Sybil? Okay, she was on the show. J. Lou, Artiste, Danger Boy. Not one person mentioned Murph. Murph, Jay-Z, Mark Fantasia, Danny, Rico, and our buddy Joe C. That's the list right there. So Joe wins the tickets. We're going to do some more next week. I'll make it a little bit easier, guys, because I know, boy, that was tough.
No, I like going tough.
Had to call up Grandpa and figure out what it was.
Go hard or go home.
We had to figure out because something like that. Oh my gosh. Steve Carell's in here. Let's talk about some other news real quick. Well, we got TNA's Bram was arrested this past week for what was it again?
Domestic battery and false imprisonment.
Yeah,
not to his wife.
Yeah, his wife is Charlotte from TNA. His estranged wife, Charlotte from WWE, but it was not against Charlotte. It was against a girlfriend. Apparently, they broke up earlier this year. So Bram was arrested. TNA suspended him indefinitely, which his wife, Charlotte, is his separated wife. They're going to be divorced soon anyways. Another thing, WWE released Zahara Schreiber. That name might sound familiar. She's a girl that kind of got caught up in those nude pictures. Her Seth Rollins and her, Seth's ex-girlfriend posted them. Remember that a couple months ago?
Oh, I do.
And we thought Seth was like going to be in deep trouble.
Mark has them framed.
She got fired this past week because she had some old pictures on her Instagram with the swastika symbol, which she claims was an ancient Sumerian, I don't know, something like that.
Actually, there's some in downtown Buffalo in one of the older buildings. It was an actual symbol before the Nazis used it, but because the Nazis used it, it's like not allowed.
And so she had it up on her Instagram. WWE found out about it and said, you know, this is your second strike, you're done.
And she had just debuted as the sister of Solomon Crowe.
I don't think it was so much the picture of the one swastika. I think it was the My Little Pony that looked like Hitler that kind of sealed that.
Yeah. No, he's not joking either. It was a My Little Pony with a little mustache. And
in the armband.
Yeah.
Can I just throw a quick congratulations out there to Josh Matthews for marrying Madison Rain.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Josh.
His first wife was pretty hot, too, so that's pretty wild, man.
They must dig nosebleeds.
So some other news real quick. The Dudleys will be in Rochester for the live event that Joe won tickets to today.
So will Chris Jericho.
Chris Jericho is going to be here, too. Hopefully, I'm trying to see if I can get him up in the studio. We'll definitely have an interview before
I'm not going to be here for that.
We'll see you next week, folks. We're out of here.